This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A state audit of Colorado's Division of Motor Vehicles found that the agency largely provides timely services. The audit shows the organization has made progress in improving its services, with most people finishing their business at the DMV within 30 minutes. Auditors say the department could make improvements to its online ID services, however. Last year, the DMV issued nearly 1.5 million driver's licenses. COVID-19 hospitalizations are on the rise for the first time in a couple of months. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
171 patients are hospitalized with confirmed COVID-19 cases. That's up 26 from the prior week and the first increase since late August, but it's still well below earlier peaks. The seven-day positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, is around 6%. That's relatively low, but doesn't include most home rapid tests. The BA.5 subvariant of Omicron makes up 9 out of 10 cases, according to the latest state data. With colder weather on the way, doctors advise Coloradans over 12 get the new COVID-19 booster, which targets the Omicron variant. It's available at pharmacies and clinics statewide. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Mountaineer Hillary Nelson has died. She was skiing down the world's eighth highest peak in Nepal when she fell off the mountain. An avalanche at a lower elevation also killed a Nepali guide and injured others. Bad weather hampered rescue efforts for Nelson earlier this week. All of the climbers caught in the avalanche are accounted for, including Nelson's partner. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.